Uppity's mother wishes her daughter happy birthday, Thanksgiving 2013. As I light the candles in the menorah, we sing dreidel, 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 and the dog begs for bites of leftover turkey. You, your dad, and Sabrina fight for dear life over the last sweet potato latke. If a bookie had taken odds, who'd have bet that we'd ever see such an evening, an overstuffed bird ready to burst with gratitude and light? No one 25 years ago, when you burst forth on a cold winter night, disrupting the festival of lights. Then, looking into your unlit eyes, I saw only a gray whirlwind. A West Side Job pacing with you in my living room on 79th Street. I demanded of God, have you no eyes? Can you not see what you've done? What's in your unholy bag of tricks for my baby, Elizabeth? Selling pencils on the street corner? Stringing beads like Selena in a patch of blue? Begging as jaded strangers look away? Your festival of lights is a boil on the flesh of your darkened universe. Still, no matter how hard I tried to blindfold myself, Elizabeth, you were a rogue laser, beaming everything within reach. At 5, when you ate your best friend Eddie's chocolate bears and devoured the treats as if you were the whale swallowing Jonah, a ray sneaked onto my field of vision. Damned if the sun didn't shine when in middle school you stole second playing softball, a beep telling you when you reached the base. Light leapt through the window on the day you started your blog and told me, literature is my utopia, Helen Keller said. I'm not a Helen wannabe. I'm going to map the Twitterverse like explorers of old name the constellations. No wonder we call you Uppity. A quarter century on, no one can dim your star-studded shine.